Adults are obsolete children. Adults are obsolete children. This is instant inspiration from Dr. Herbert L. Wiley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California. Dr. Zeus made this observation from his years and years and years of knowing children, writing about children, and expressing what children are. Adults are obsolete children. Now, what does the word obsolete mean? Obsolete means no longer in fashion, no longer useful, no longer beneficial in many senses. However, if you have an obsolete 1929 car and you're having a movie taken from the year 1929, it is far from obsolete. It is very much in demand and very desired. So all things are relative. And as we look at them, now what does it mean an adult is an obsolete child? Well, an adult always could maintain his childhood innocence. But an adult no longer is innocent. And so if an adult says something improper and doesn't, and presumably doesn't know that it's improper, he is not forgiven. A child is forgiven for saying something improper because he presume, we presume that he doesn't know that that's an improper thing to say. Now, an adult cannot get away with those things unless an adult really is innocent. Unless an adult really is childlike in every respect. I don't mean that they're 2-year-old, 10-year-old people in 30-year-old bodies. I don't mean that. I just mean they have a naivete. They have a lovely aspect about them that is so innocent and so charming and so delightful that you could not take offense at what they say. If an adult would say something about words that were improperly used, you'd say, oh, no, that's not very nice, you know. And when a child says something like that, unless you correct him or unless you teach him differently, he's going to think that that's correct to do those things. So, little children like to try out things on adults also. Little children like to see if adults will let them get away with things that adults get away with. And so they say damn and hell and things like that, and we say, oh, that's not nice, you don't say things like that. And of course, there's really nothing wrong with them, it's how they're meant. That's a damn terrible idea. That's a hellish idea. If you say, where's hell? No one would object to that. Yeah. Hell is a place the Bible refers to as where sinners go, you know, where bad people go. Where the evil people of the world go, they go to hell when they die, you know. Now, you don't call that a bad word there. But if you say, oh, you are, go to hell, you know, if you say that, that's a bad word. That's a bad way of saying it. So, and of course, I can talk to you all day long about the Hoover Dam. The Hoover Dam is one of the great dams of America. The Hoover Dam has this capacity. The Hoover Dam, I'm saying dam, 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 and you think that's just wonderful. Now, if I would say, damn, 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 this thing won't work, you say, please now, don't lose your temper, don't lose control. But if I say the Hoover Dam is so tall and the Hoover Dam contains so much water, you don't think a thing about it. You see, now, that's the difference between innocence and adult, being an adult. Children are innocent of many of these things. And because they're innocent, they can get away with saying a lot of things that they couldn't get away with saying otherwise. And this is a very important thing for us to consider, that we cannot get away with being obsolete children when we don't know what it is. And so an adult is not allowed to be ignorant. An adult is not allowed to make mistakes. An adult is not allowed to use improper language. An adult is not allowed to be indiscreet or incompetent or incapable in any way. They say, well, what do you mean? Adults make mistakes and they do those things, but they're not allowed to. Come, 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 come. You know better than that. You know, now, shape up there. You know, you use your head. Listen, you know better than that. But when you say to a little child, you know better than that. I didn't know, Mom. I didn't know. I didn't know that that metal piece over the ground was covering up a hole in which all the sewage was running. You know, I didn't know that. And so we just pulled off the cover of that, and we were going down in there to check it out. No, you know, that's a sewer. You don't go down there. And, you know, you can get hurt down there, and you shouldn't go lifting them. But nobody said we shouldn't. It's just sitting there on top of the ground, you know. There's just this circle. And so we figured out, how are we going to get that open? How are we going to lift that cover up? And we were very creative, you know. And so, you see, you can't really get angry at a child for doing something theoretically they don't know anything about. But you get angry at an adult if they don't know what it's all about, because they should. They should know what it's all about. And you presume that. Not that it's necessarily so, but you presume that they should. Now, husbands and wives. Husbands and wives want to pretend that they're little children. And the husband will say, oh, come on, rub my back. And, you know, and the wife will say, oh, sweetie, it's so nice when you come home and kiss me. When, you know, give me a kiss, 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 you know, like you do with the little children. And that's okay. But that's being very childish in a very improper way. You say, oh, my God, that's the fun of marriage. That's the fun of making lovey-dovey, you know. Well, if you went up to your wife, for instance, and you took her in your arms and you say, you're the most beautiful creature in the world. I just dearly love to be with you. And give her a very sincere kiss. Oh, you're the sweetest little girl in the world. I just love to be with you. What are you going to make a kid or something? You want to have some kids? You know? You want to baby talk like that? You know? And it doesn't make sense, does it? It doesn't make sense. You see, we're not babies anymore. And even babies wouldn't talk that way if the parents wouldn't teach them to talk that way. The baby happens to start out with, mommy, mommy, mommy. And we say, or they say, poppy or something else. And we say, oh, isn't that cute? Instead of saying to them, yes, this is your father. This is your daddy. Oh, but poppy is so cute. It is so charming. When a kid says, poppy, can I do this, mommy? What do they say in Germany?
Mutti.
Mutti. Yeah, Mutti. Mutti or Mutti, whatever they say. In Switzerland, I think it's Mutti. But in Germany, it's Mutti. Huh?
Mutti.
Mutti, both. Okay, now, what's the big deal? The big deal is that we want something. We want love. We want attention. We want these things. We're acting like a child. And really, it's okay, but it's a silly thing to do. When someone comes up to you and says, I think that we could have a lot of fun together. Would you like to go to the movie tonight? And you say, oh, all right, thought you'd never ask. You know, and the guy says, ooh, I didn't know that was inside there. I had been talking with a very definite lady, someone who I respected. That I didn't think I was going to be talking to some little itsy-bitsy mind in there. And the same with this Mutti and Papi and so forth. It's a habit we have from childhood, say, my dad or my father or my Papi or whatever terms we're accustomed to using. But what does your father think when you come in and you say to him, Dad, I'm going to get married? And he says, you little punk, you're going to get married? You're only 27, you know, you're only 45. What are you going to get married for, you know? And then he wants you to act like a little child. But most of the time, he would look at you and say, I'm happy for you. Who is the fortunate other, you know? And we use those terms nowadays. Who's the fortunate other? And who is your girlfriend or your boyfriend, whatever? And so they tell you. And you say, well, when am I going to meet them? You know? And so if you're a boy and you bring around another boy, your dad says, I'm not quite used to this. This is a new direction for me. Yeah, 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 yeah. And when it's a new girlfriend's dog, we can make a little more noise here too. And you know, clutchy, clutchy. I was making that noise on the table because we had a little girl here who was fixing her salad, and she couldn't hold on to the vinegar and the oil. It just slipped right through her fingers, and she was breaking the egg with a knife and clap, 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 and you know, on the tape, it does come through. That's okay. It shows that we're just having a good old time here at the monastery dining room table, and Sylvia's gorging herself on beautiful big strawberries. Ellen's gorging herself on glasses and glasses of milk, and still Ingeborg is gorging herself on healthy, wonderful salads and eggs and toast with peanut butter and jelly on it. See, that goes back to her childhood, the peanut butter and jelly. But we all like that too. Adults are obsolete children, but isn't it wonderful that they like to play the game? And the answer is no. You may think it's wonderful because you like the humanness of it, but it's always nice to know what you're dealing with. If you're dealing with a mature person, let the mature person sound like a mature person. If you're dealing with a mentally deficient person, let the person sound like a mentally deficient person. But you know, many of these mentally deficient people who haven't got, make a little more noise, who haven't got all their marbles in place, sound much more intelligent and much more adult than many of the adults. It's quite interesting, you know? Quite interesting. So, adults are obsolete children, Dr. Zhu says. What do you say? Adults are adults. And obsolete children are people who want to not grow up. And of course, not growing up is a good thing too. Peter Pan recommends that very highly. And not growing up is a wonderful thing. But what part do you want to not grow up? You want your body to stay the body of a two-year-old? You couldn't operate a car. Do you want your mind to stay the mind of a five-year-old? You wouldn't know how to do your bookkeeping, you know? Do you want your attitude to stay that of a preteen that has no sexual desires? Well, you probably never fall in love then, and never get married, and never have children. What is it that you want to be? I say we all want to be who we are. And what we want to be is our divine, finest, and best. And if we're going to be obsolete children, if we're going to play the role that we don't know, then, well, we might as well just kept our diapers on. Because it's time for everyone to grow up. But it's not time for them to grow up before it's time for them to grow up. However, if every parent would treat their child as a person, they would have no trouble. But they treat them as either a baby, a growing child, or a young adult, or an adult. They don't treat them as a person. Because every child is not a young adult when they are a young adult. Some are still little children, and some are quite advanced. Our genius and our ability to do things has nothing to do with our age or our size or our experience. Because you can talk to some children, seriously, and have a discussion with them about very serious topics. And they come up with answers that utterly amaze you. You think, my God, where they come upon that wonderful information? You know, but they know. But what you're learning now, that Dr. Zeus existed in a bygone age. He did. He existed in a bygone age, more or less pre-computer. And because of the computer, the children have learned so much, so fast, that they are tons and scads and heaps in advance of what we were when we were children. And think of what they are in comparison to our fathers and mothers and our grandparents and our great-grandparents. My goodness sakes. I mean, a lot has happened in just 100 years. Not even 100 years, but a lot has happened. And you're obsolete if you don't stay with it. And it doesn't just mean growing up in a physical body with physical attitudes and with a human point of view. It means listening in depth to the genius within. And it's a wonderful thing. So, Every day I see each of you listening within to the genius within, hearing it, following it, and enjoying it. Adults are not obsolete children. Adults are adults. I love you.